Greetings, Bridge family, friends and guests, locally, regionally, and globally. I want to welcome you to yet another time where our Bridge family is coming together for the express purpose of bringing glory to God by finding, we pray, and growing more glorifiers through the teaching, preaching, and extending of God's truth and love as we bring the Word of God and the will of God, and as you'll see today, the ways of God to our forefront for the purpose of helping us to grow in the faith of Jesus the Christ, to help us to grow as the family of God. Now, with that said, as an introduction to today's time, even before we pray, I want to ask you to think about what you would answer to the questions of, number one, what is the greatest warning that Jesus Christ ever gave in the Bible? What is the greatest warning? And coupled with that, what is the greatest encouragement that the Lord ever gave in the Bible? And if you're with us and you say, I don't know, I'm not a Christian, I don't know the Bible, then that's great too. Stay with us because I'm going to give you the answer here, at least in my opinion. And I promise you, you'll be able to defend this as one of the greatest places in the Bible, where you'll not only see one of, if not the greatest warning of Jesus the Christ, you'll also see the greatest encouragement of Jesus the Christ, and you'll see them together. Another way to think about this is perhaps the greatest exhortation of Jesus the Christ in all the Bible, and they are united. You see, an exhortation is a warning that is wrapped in encouragement. And I would suggest to you today that Matthew chapter 12, verse 33 through 37 is arguably the greatest exhortation because it unites the greatest warning and the greatest encouragement at the same time. They are harmonized, as is so much of the scriptures. You see, the sweetest of the sweet, and what could and should bring the greatest fear of all fears, all directly from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I pray that this has caught your attention and will draw you into this time. For you see, we're going to do something a little bit different today. I want to ask you to pray with me as we begin. I'll explain and then we'll jump into the passage. Oh Lord, I do pray that each one within the sound of my voice will hear and heed you. Lord, let it be you, your word, your will, and your ways that come through. And I pray, Lord, as we look at this truth through one of the most special prisms, one of the most special people that's ever walked the planet. Lord, I pray that you will receive the glory as we spread and explain the grace of your gospel. And we do it with a sermon that is categorically in the best of places. It's a sermon that has been lived out, a sermon that takes your truth and love and brings it to the world. Literally, locally, regionally, and globally. And Lord, it's a sermon that is not theological, it's not hypothetical, it's biblical, it's missional, and it's personal. And for all of that, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. May none of us leave this time the same way that we came. I pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, friends, I'm going to share with you this passage. I want to read it to you from the New Living Translation. It is one of the paraphrases that's easiest and most clear to understand. Listen to the Word of God, and let me just say this as I'm about to share. I recently heard R.C. Sproul, God rest his soul, and one of his sermons. It wasn't related to this passage, but he opened up after the welcoming introduction, he reminded the people And I remind you that what is about to happen in the next 30 seconds to a minute is the most special part of our time together. It's going to be the reading, the sharing of God's Word. And remember, it's in the Word of God, in the God of the Word and the Word of God, where the power resides and where miracles take place. So it's my prayer, remembering that Jesus is in a context here in Matthew 12 where he's at war, where there are those that are trying to destroy him, those who are in the religious leadership, the religious elite in their day, that are doing the greatest attempts to attack and to literally destroy him. And he has gone on record. He's shocking everybody by making clear how different, how divided, how distinctive the two groups are. And he's made it very clear, black and white, dead or alive, with him or against him, gathering for him or scattering against him. And here again, in this passage, it's the exclamation mark of Jesus the Christ on his point that says, you better be in the right family as you enter eternity. As he's made the point, as we've seen in recent sermons, that if you go into eternity as a child of God, adopted by grace through faith, not of works, if you are a true child of God, a genuine follower, a faithful follower of Jesus the Christ, he says, good news, you'll be with me forever. In fact, even in the hard times down here on earth, come to me in this way and I'll give you rest. I'll give you soul rest. Paul told the Philippians, he'll give you a peace that passes all understanding. And at the same time, he's made it very clear. If you are anyone else, if you are in any other condition, if you are hyper-religious, if you are the busiest bee in the church, but you're not biblically in Christ, if you are somebody that's an atheist, if you're in a different world religion, if you're holding to a false gospel, if you're following the false leaders and putting your faith in an empty shell of religion, Jesus has made it very clear that family, all of them, on the broad road that leads to destruction, as opposed to the few that will be with him on the narrow way, that will be with him forever in paradise. Everybody else, he's made clear, is going to an eternal hell. We said last time, hell was described as not just an eternal lake of fire, but a place where those that end up there will be in one of two camps. Either those that are weeping, thinking, oh no, I got it wrong. Or those that will be gnashing their teeth. Those that will shake their fist at God. Those who will be forever against him. And now in Matthew 12, 20, or I'm sorry, 33 through 37, we see Jesus bringing the exclamation mark. Let me read it to you. And again, take this in. This is the word of the Almighty Creator God. Jesus said, a tree is identified by its fruit. If a tree is good, its fruit will be good. Get it? A tree will be identified by its fruit. If it's a good rooted, good tree, it will bring forth good fruit. He goes on. If a tree is bad, its fruit will be bad. It does not get any more direct than this. Verse 34, you brood of snakes, or you brood of vipers. Any question as to who he's speaking to here? He's talking to the bad trees who are bringing forward bad fruit. You brood of vipers, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you will say. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. And an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. And I tell you this, I, Almighty Creator Christ, tell you this. You must give an account on Judgment Day for every idle word you speak. We will all give an account on Judgment Day for every idle word we speak. Last verse, 37. the words you say will either acquit you or condemn you. That's Jesus. The most encouraging, good fruit, those of you that are truly with him, those of you whose words from your heart genuinely are with him, you will spend eternity with him forever in heaven. Amen. Here's the greatest warning. If you by chance are anyone else, if you are on the broad road, if you are amongst the brood of vipers, if you are those whose words are empty, those who say with their lips what they defy with their lives, Jesus says you're a bad tree. And it doesn't matter if your plastic or painted fruit looks good. If it's not the authentic, if it's not the real deal, you will be condemned either by your words that overtly go against Christ, or if your words are hollow, if your words are fake, if they're a part of a disguise. Make no mistake, you may buffalo everybody down here on earth, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he knows what words come just from the lips and what words come just truly from the heart or are hidden in the heart, because if they were shared, they would condemn and convict right away. Nobody's going to get over on our Lord. I would say this to you. I pray that in this you recognize Jesus is very clear. There's always going to be a difference between the fake and the real. There's always going to be a difference between the deceivers and the authentic. Now, today, this time, I want to focus on the positive. Next time, we'll come back and we'll look at this passage in a deeper sense. And frankly, we'll take a look at the ugly. We'll take a look at the bad. But today, I want you to see Christ's miraculous fruit and family. And I want you to see it in a way, Bridge family, that's very, very personal. I promise you it's biblical. It's missional. But I pray for you it will also be personal. You see, I want to show you this being lived out in the positive way. Next time, I'll come at it and I'll show you that same coin from the ugly side. But today, I want to glorify our Lord by remembering my friend, the man who is for me the greatest representation of holistic Christ-likeness that I've ever met. You know, I've thought about some of the ways that Sunil has shown in his life and now his legacy a Christ-likeness. His warmth and his love for the little ones. His ability as a learned, educated man of God to not only be amongst the scholars, but he could teach and lead the scholars. His holistic, local, regional, global passion he exemplified. His courage for Christ, his commitment to Christ. I remember when he first grabbed my heart as a brother, when I learned that while we were together trying to raise up some young men in seminary with missional teaching and preaching, Sunil said to the young men, you can go home for your break in between the teaching semesters, or you can come with me 10 to 12 hours of trekking up into the jungles of India, where they would encounter very dangerous, unreached, unengaged people groups. And during that, he would walk them through the jungles that they knew were filled with man-eating tigers, literally. Sunil said, but these folks have never heard the gospel. It's our purpose to bring God glory by bringing his gospel to those that have not yet heard. You know, Sunil would tell people up until his death that come to India, share with India, invest the gospel, help us to plant the gospel across India, because there are 500,000 villages, 500,000 villages that have yet to hear the name of Christ. I can tell you, Sunil himself, one man, he brought the name of Jesus, he shared the gospel in over 1,000 villages that had not heard. One man making a difference. You know, I have some favorites in my life, and Sunil, he exemplified them in his Christ-likeness. He could say like Paul to the Corinthians, "Follow me as I follow the Lord." He reminded me of Rocky. Those of you that know the movie, he was a fighter. He was an underdog. He was just your average everyday guy. But he did extraordinary things because he fought like David the shepherd boy, able to take down giants because his fighting was not in his own strength. I think of my favorite movie is Rudy. Those of you in the U.S., perhaps you've heard of it. But it talks of a little guy, an underdog, again, somebody who inspired so many more. How? Through his heart, through his never giving up. I think of the rhino, my favorite animal, in that when you get a bunch of rhinos charging together, they're called a crash or a wreck. And the key is that they don't stop because they know enough of what is in them to realize that wherever they go on a charge, the problem is going to be on the other side. It's not with them. And they would lead with a no matter what courage and commitment. You see, Sunil, he embodied that in his Christ-likeness. And I think what you see is a portrait of the genuine good fruit. You see one who is committed to the gathering, one who is literally with the Lord, fighting against those that were against the Lord, living an exemplary life where his wife could be proud, his children could be proud and inspired, everyone around him could be inspired as they saw Christ in him and saw his pursuit for Christ's glory in every day. And I'm here to tell you that that's exactly what Jesus is getting at, not only here in Matthew 12, not just in the exclamation mark, but as he defines the family of God in this passage in Matthew 12, as he comes to bring the adoption process to the world. This is what we see. It's Jesus's definition of what it is to be good fruit, to be the family of God, to be the capital C church. And my brother, my friend, he exemplified this. And so I offer to you just a portrait of Sunil on a mission trip to Africa in the spring of 2024. And I just want you to look at him. See him, see the joy. I pray that you catch some of this good fruit. See him with a diverse group of people. See him in a number of settings. See him championing what it is to be good fruit, to be the very family of God. You know, I remember talking with Sunil. He had a passion. He literally brought our Bridge family and God's truth and love into Nepal. And again, on a mission trip to spread the gospel, he was hospitalized for elevation sickness. He couldn't breathe. Jesus was his everyday champion. He had a passion that didn't just inform, didn't just inspect, but inspired. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what we see in and of Jesus. It's what we hear from him, and it's what he calls for us to embrace. So I offer you Matthew 12, verse 33 through 37. I read it to you. I pray you heard the word of God. Now let me show it to you in my friend, my brother, Sunil.
Continue to guide us to the places we are going to reach to. Give us the right words to use. We pray for everyone here and those who are not with us, but we know their hearts are with us on mission everywhere. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Gracious Lord, loving Heavenly Father, we praise thee and thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day, the time that we could come together in this manner to look unto thee and say, praise God. and thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the genuine mercy that you have given to us, even though we were from different places. But thank you, Lord, for helping us to come together and making us to be in your church. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. Looking together, Lord, into thy face. And we pray that you would continue to be with us and help us as we are moving from here to the places where we supposed to be for your glory. Be with us and help us. We thank thee and we praise thee. In Christ Jesus' name we ask.
Amen.
So before I speak something, a small game I want to do. So when I say Yeshu, you have to clap one. When I say Christo, then you have to clap two times. Okay?
Yesu.
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 Christo.
Christo.
Yesu.
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 Christo.
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 Very
wow.
Good.
Very good. Very good. Amen.
Amen.
Now I am going to talk about one of the very important subjects. What do you know about church? What is church?
Kanisa ye kiti.
The building is not a church.
E nyumba si kanisa.
And we read about a true church in the bed of God. And many people were listening to the preaching of Apostle Peter. When the message was confirmed and went into the people, there we understand that they asked the question, what we have to do?
Babu zechibuzo. Then
Peter said like this,
Peter,
believe in Jesus Christ, then you shall be saved. Greetings all of you in the precious name of our Jesus Christ. It's a great privilege for us to be with you and see you and hear from you. It's a great joy in our lives. Bible is the foundation of everything. When we think about family, we are becoming the family of God by accepting Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and the Lord. Jesus said, I will build my church. So, up to that time, there was no church. We can understand why that phrase, I will, which was not there. I am going to build. In the Old Testament, there was a temple. They used to go to the temple. But New Testament, the temple of God, we temples are coming together as a family. So that's what we were talking about, as a family. So when we come together, all the temples as a church, there is the presence of God is there. Two or three gather in my name, Christ is there. Place is not important. Heart is very important. Word of God is a foundation. Through word of God, we can understand the will of God. Through understanding the will of God, we can have a ways of God. Other people, they scream more than family of God. They understood that something is happening here. We are the family of God. And another thing is, and the church was about the unity. That's what we are talking about, the church. That is the family. That is the church that we read from the word of the Lord. May God bless you. Thank you. I'm so happy that you have Bibles with you. You are reading it and studying it and meditating upon it. As a family of God, as a church of God, we need to devote more time in the word of the Lord. Word of God is authoritative and trustworthy, and this is the revelation of God to us.
A real saved person cannot continue in sin.
Mtu ambaye ameokoka ukweli hawezi endelea katika dhambi.
He cannot continue in sin.
Hawezi endelea kuishi kwa dhambi.
Chapter 2, there we read in 1 John chapter 2, there we read, we have one as a real Christian.
Tumefanya kuwa Wakristo wa kweli.
If you are, is be supposed not to do that one. Come back to the Lord.
Rejea kwa Bwana.
Advocate is there. Is there.
Na yuko pale.
He's mediating for God, yes. And that person to me.
Anakuwakilisha wewe na Mungu, kati yako wewe na Mungu.
So God looks you through Jesus Christ.
Sasa Mungu anakuangalia wewe kupitia ndani ya Kristo.
Like if I keep a red glass.
Kwa mfano nikivaa miwani nyekundu,
I see all of you red.
Ninakiangalia hivi naona kila mtu ni mwekundu.
Our God the Father is looking.
Ndasa Mungu wetu anatuangalia
as through Jesus Christ, through the blood.
Anatuangalia sisi kupitia ndani ya Kristo.
Through the blood of Christ we can be cleansed.
Kupitia damu ya Kristo tunatakaswa.
But we should not continue in sin.
Kwa hiyo hatupaswi kuendelea katika dhambi.
If a person is continuing in sin, he is not saved.
Kama mtu ana
if we are the church, we need to have a fellowship with each other. If we are the church, we need to praise God, worship God. And if we are the church, we have to pray together to the Lord. Jesus said to the church, when you get the Holy Spirit of God, you go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of this world. That is the mission of the church. And God bless you all. Thank you. I praise God for this time. We are the family of God. But we say we are the family of God. We are the church. Church is not the place. Church is not the building. Bible says church is the people, those who are belongings to the Lord. Church is the ambassador of Lord Jesus Christ. Bible describes about a true church. As a real church, We can praise God because we are the church. We are the people of God. Amen.
You can't even see the way. I think. Moi? You're not down with your connect. There will information. What do you want?
I rather go on a planet time that I am cooking it.
By the time when you are coming to visit us, you see, you are shepherd to come first to tell us that you are coming. And Mobala is our this one.
God, hallelujah.
The person who was studying with me in the Bible school.
Kulikuwa na mtu alisoma nami kwa shule ya Biblia.
And when the teacher comes to the class,
na mwalimu anapokuja darasani,
always he used to sleep, ladies.
Alikuwa analala.
Then one day,
na siku moja,
the teacher caught him up. Hey, stand up.
Mwalimu akamwita, "Wewe nani? Simama."
And he stood up.
Akasimama haraka.
"Why you are sleeping?"
Anasema, "Mbona unalala?"
He said, "No, I am not sleeping."
But
I saw that you are closing your eyes and sleeping.
Lakini mimi nimeona ukifunga macho ukilala.
Then he said,
akasema,
"I'm not sleeping.
Mimi silali.
I was praying for you." So I don't want anybody to pray for me. Okay, so we will come to the subject.
Sasa, wacha tuingie kwa somo la siku.
Our subject is being a church.
Somo letu, tunaongea kuhusu kwa kanisa.
This morning we were hearing many things, many very significant things about what we supposed to know.
Asubuhi ya leo tumesikia mambo muhimu sana ya kimsingi ambayo tunapaswa kuyajua.
Being Acts 1:8 family.
Kwa familia ya Matendo ya Mitume 1:8.
We need to have many things in our lives.
Tunahitaji tuwe na mambo mengi katika maisha yetu.
One of the things that just before me Moses said.
Na mambo mengine kabla mimi Musa ameyasema.
The great change has to be taken place.
Utofauti ya nguvu lazima ifanyike.
And before that we heard that.
Na kabla tujasikia hiyo,
we should have a great vision.
So, I
want to tell you from the Bible.
Nataka kuambia kutoka kwa Biblia,
being the church.
Kwa kanisa.
That is one of the very, very important things in our life.
Hiyo ndio kitu muhimu zaidi kuhusu maisha yetu.
If you want to be Acts chapter 1 8 family,
kama unataka kuwa jamii ya matendo ya mitume mlango wa kwanza mstari wa 8,
you have to be the church,
lazima uwe kanisa kwanza.
If I ask the question,
kama nauliza swali,
what is church,
kanisa ni nini?
Of course this morning you have given many answers,
na hata hivyo kutoka asubuhi mmepeana majibu.
Some people say that church is building,
wengine walisema kanisa ni jengo.
Some people they say church is organization,
wengine walisema kanisa ni muungano fulani.
Some people they say church is something that, you know, we come together and enjoy,
na wengine wamesema kanisa ni kitu tunakuja pamoja na kushikilia.
See, there are many kinds of answers when we ask the question, what is church,
na kuna majibu ya kila namna tunapouliza swali kanisa ni nini.
The word church comes the Greek word ekklesia,
na kanisa linatokana na neno la Kiyunani linaitwa ekklesia.
Ekklesia, ek means, ekklesia means called out.
Ekklesia inamaanisha katika lugha ya Kiyunani walioitwa kutoka nje.
The word church in the Bible, in the New Testament, we read around 118 times. So when we use the word church,
sasa tukitumia neno kanisa,
the right definition of the church is,
sasa ufafanuzi wa neno kanisa,
those who are belongings to the Lord,
wale ni watu wa Mungu,
those who have a great change and conversion, change in the life, they are church,
wale ambao wamekumbana na mageuzi makubwa katika maisha yao, wafanane na Mungu, hao ndio kanisa.
According to the Bible,
sawa sawa na Biblia zetu,
those who are saved, they are known as the church,
wale ambao wameokoka wamezaliwa mara ya pili wanajulikana kuwa kanisa.
So church is very very important.
Sasa kanisa ni muhimu sana.
The building is not church,
lakini jengo si kanisa.
But the people, those who are saved, are the church.
Lakini watu ambao wamezaliwa mara ya pili,
you know, to understand what is church,
na wajua kuelewa kanisa ni nini,
We don't need to look any organization.
Hatuhitaji kuangalia mkusanyiko ni nini.
We have to come to the word of the Lord.
Lazima tureje neno la Mungu.
It is the revelation of God.
Kama ni ufunuo wa Mungu.
It is breathed out, inspired of God.
Hii ni mawazo ya Mungu.
And we see the inerrancy of the word of God.
Na tunaona neno la Mungu lisiloharibika.
There is no error in the word of God.
Hakuna makosa katika neno la Mungu.
Because God has used his power to make this word of the Lord.
Maana Mungu ametumia nguvu zake kufanya neno lake.
They were from three continents.
Na wao walitoka katika bara tatu tofauti.
And with the three languages.
Na walitumia lugha tatu tofauti.
Around 1600 years.
Karibu miaka 600.
They have written through the Holy Spirit of God, under the provisions of the, under the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God, the Bible.
Kwa uwezo wa Roho Mtakatifu, zaidi ya miaka 3600 wameandika maandiko.
That is the reason this is the word of God.
Na sasa hilo ndilo neno la Mungu.
So if you want to know about what is the Bible,
na kama unataka kujua Biblia ni nini,
we have to come to the word of God.
Lazima tuje kwa neno la Mungu.
We know that when Jesus Christ is on this earth,
na je tunajua hivyo kwamba Yesu alipokuwa hapa duniani,
he said, I will build my church,
alisema najenga kanisa langu.
So that is very clear that before that there was no church,
na kumaanisha vizuri kwamba hakukwepo na kanisa.
I am going to build my church,
anasema naenda kujenga kanisa langu.
I will build my church,
naenda kujenga kanisa langu.
So according to his word,
na kufuatana na neno lake,
and the church was built, originated,
na kanisa likajengwa.
And we know that 33.5 years Jesus lived,
na tukajua, tunajua kwamba miaka 33.5 Yesu aliishi.
And with all our sin he went to the cross of Calvary,
na dhambi zetu zote akaenda Kalvari.
And he said it is finished,
na akasema imeisha.
Nothing is to be done apart from the sacrifice of Christ,
hakuna kitu kinastahili kufanywa kando na sadaka ya Kristo.
And he died on the cross of Calvary,
naye akafa kwenye mlima wa Kalvari.
According to the scripture he buried,
na kwa sawa na maandiko akazikwa.
Today resurrected,
na siku ya tatu akafufuka.
And he was with the disciple for 40 days,
na akatembea na wanafunzi wake kwa siku 40.
And the end of the 40 days,
na mwisho wa siku 40,
he called all the disciples,
akawaita wanafunzi wote pamoja,
welcome the disciples,
wanafunzi kutoka kila sehemu.
They all came together.
Wakaja pamoja.
Now I am going up.
Akawaambia ninapaa.
When I go.
Na ninapoenda.
The Holy Spirit of God will come.
Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu atakuja.
When the Spirit of God will come to you.
Na Roho wa Mungu atakapokuja juu yenu.
You are going to have a power.
Mtapata nguvu.
And you are going to witness me.
Na mtakuwa mashahidi.
In Jerusalem.
Kule Yerusalemu.
Judea.
Judea.
Samaria.
Samaria.
At the most vast of the world.
Na ulimwengu wote mzima.
After 10 days.
Baada ya siku 10.
After the resurrection.
Baada ya kufufuka.
When we count it is 50th day.
Dopo hesabu ni siku 40
amsi. The Holy Spirit of God came from heaven to the
earth. Roho Mtakatifu akatoka mbinguni na kushuka.
There start the church.
Na kanisa likaanza. Hiyo ndio kanisa la kwanza kwa Biblia.
And the Jerusalem the Holy Spirit came.
Na pale Yerusalemu Roho Mtakatifu akaja.
In the Old Testament times.
Katika gano la kale.
The ministry of the Holy Spirit was reverent.
Huduma wa Roho Mtakatifu ulikuwa tofauti.
Holy Spirit used to come.
Roho Mtakatifu alikuwa anakuja.
And do the ministry and go back.
Anafanya huduma na kurudi.
It was a temporary ministry.
Ilikuwa ni huduma wa muda.
So Jesus said.
Lakini Yesu akasema.
I am going.
Ninaenda.
He will come.
Atakuja.
He will be with you always.
Atakuwa na nyinyi wakati wote.
So for permanently. The Holy Spirit of God came down.
Roho Mtakatifu.
The day of Pentecost.
Lakini katika siku ya Pentecoste.
The Holy Spirit came.
Roho Mtakatifu alikuja.
There start the originator of the church.
Na kanisa likaanza pale.
That we read in book of Acts chapter 2.
Tunaposoma habari yake katika
Matendo ya Mitume
mlango wa pili.
There we see the real church.
Hapo tunaona kanisa la kweli.
Being Acts chapter 1:8 family.
Katika Matendo ya Mitume mlango wa kwanza ni jamii.
We need to understand our family as a church from the word of the Lord. The church began there.
Sasa kanisa likaanzia pale.
So being a church,
kwa hivyo kwa kanisa,
we are going to see some of the very important characteristics of the church there.
Tutaenda kuona tabia kadha wa kadha za kanisa pale.
I will be speaking out from Acts chapter 2. When we think about the Bridge Family Church,
tunapoongea kuhusu jamii ya Bridge,
we have all these characteristics.
Kanisa ni watu waliookoka.
So the characteristics that I'm going to tell.
Sasa tabia ninazoenda kustaja.
We need to have in our lives.
Tunahitaji kuwa nazo kwa maisha yetu.
So here I come. I read a verse from Acts chapter 2. Actually, it has to be read up to 47. We don't have time to read, but we will be looking into. But first you read 41, 42. When they gladly received the word,
walipopokea neno kwa furaha,
God's word,
neno la Mungu,
means they are gladly received, means they are saved.
Inamaanisha kwamba wanapokea neno wao wameokozwa.
Then we see some of the characteristics. The church was devoted to scripture.
Na kanisa lilichitoa katika kusoma maandiko.
So the scripture means the word of God.
Not
only just reading the word of God.
Sio tu kusoma neno la Mungu.
We have to study the word of God.
Lakini tunataka kuingia ndani katika neno la
Mungu. And we have to meditate upon the word of God.
Na kutafakari neno la Mungu.
It has to come to not only just coming to the head.
Haipaswi kuja tu kwa mawazo.
The head is very important.
Na kichwa ni muhimu.
We need to know the knowledge.
Tunahitaji kujua kufahamu.
And then from the head it has to come to the heart.
Lakini kutoka kwa kichwa ingie kwa moyo.
We have to experience the word of God.
Lazima tulihisi neno la Mungu.
Not only just experience the heart.
Sio tu kuhisi moyo.
It has to come to our hands.
Inatakana ipite ikuje kwa mikono.
It has to come to the people of prayer.
Inatakana ikuje kwa watu.
That is very very important. Yeah. We need to read and not only read but also to study, but not only just to study but also we need to meditate.
Neno la Mungu linahitaji kusoma na si kusoma tu kujifunza na si kujifunza tu pia kutafakari.
One person who taught me in the Bible college.
Mtu aliyenifunza kule kwenye chuo cha Biblia.
He used to tell me don't read the Bible.
Alikuwa ananiambia usome Biblia.
That is in the Bible school they are telling you not to read the Bible.
Sasa niko kwa shule ya Biblia na naambia nisome Biblia.
You confused. Why sir? Why you are telling about?
Kwa nini unaniambia hivyo?
And he said,
akasema,
amen.
Amen.
Bible is not only for reading.
Biblia si tu kusoma.
For reading,
kusoma,
you have many other things.
Una mambo mengine.
You have many books.
Una vitabu ngapi?
You have many magazines.
Una magazeti ngapi?
But Bible is.
Lakini Biblia.
Not only for reading.
Sio tu kusoma.
But it is for studies.
Lakini kuchifunza.
And it is for meditating.
Na kutafakari.
Then only you can be the man of God.
Sasa unaweza kuelewa neno la Mungu.
If just read.
Na kama ni kusoma tu.
It will come and go.
Itakuja na iende.
When you study.
Na kama unachifunza.
That may be in your head.
Yes. Inabaki kwa kichwa chako.
But when you meditate.
Na kutafakari.
Then that can work in your heart. That will give us, you know, through the Spirit of God, that will give us many, many blessings in our life. The church that we see in the Word of God, Jerusalem Church. Number one, the first characteristics that we see there,
that
church was devoted to the Scripture. If you are not knowing about the definition of gospel, if you are not knowing the definition of the Bible, if you are not knowing the definition of the church, see, you are not knowing anything.
Yes.
You are away Amen. From it.
Amen.
So we all need to know the definition.
Yes.
When you know the definition,
yes.
then we will see the truth.
Na utajua ukweli.
When you see the truth,
na ukiona ukweli,
then you will have a vision.
Utakuwa na maono.
When you have a vision,
na ukiona maono,
then you have a transformation.
Yes. Utakuwa na mageuzi.
That transformation yes. make you to the church.
Amen. Na mageuzi utafanya kwa kanisa.
That is very, very important.
Hiyo ni muhimu, muhimu sana.
Devoted to the word of God is very important.
Kujipeana kwa neno la Mungu ni muhimu.
How we will know the ways of God?
Namna gani tutajua njia za Mungu?
If you want to know the ways of God, we should know the will of God.
Kama unataka kujua njia za Mungu, unapaswa kujua mapenzi ya Mungu.
When you want to know the will of God,
kama unataka kujua mapenzi ya Mungu,
you should know the word of God.
Lazima ujue neno la Mungu.
The word of God is the foundation.
Neno la Mungu ndio msingi.
This we heard this morning that the Bereans, they were reading and understanding, checking the word of God.
Tulisikia asubuhi ya leo wa Beroya walikuwa wanajifunza na kupima neno la Mungu. Tulisikia asubuhi ya leo.
The Bible says about the church we see there, early church, they were more devoted to the word of the Lord.
Biblia inasema kazi tunayoiona ilikuwa imekitoa kuangalia na kulisingatia neno la Mungu.
The church is a place where God's word proclaimed.
Kanisa ni mahala ambapo neno la Mungu linatangazwa.
Explained,
linaelezwa.
Applied,
na linawekwa kwa matendo.
Proclaimed,
linatangazwa.
Explained,
linaelezwa.
Applied,
na linawekwa kwa matendo.
When you come together,
tunapokuja pamoja
as a church,
kama kanisa,
you have to proclaim the word of God.
Lazima tutangaze neno la Mungu.
You have to explain the word of God.
Tunapaswa kueleza neno la Mungu.
Don't stop it.
Usiache hapo.
You have to apply.
Lazima uchukue hilo neno likuwe ulifanye kwa maandiko.
So there we read the second thing.
Jambo la pili.
Verse number 42, chapter 2.
Mstari wa 42 mlango wa pili.
Fellowship.
Ushirika. Lazima inaenda mahala.
But fellowship means.
Lakini ushirika una maana.
All the fellows should be in one ship.
Ushirika wote uko katika mirikebu moja.
The word which is used, the Bible fellowship, is.
Neno linalotumika kwa kumaanisha ushirika
kwa Biblia ni. Koinonia.
Inaitwa koinonia.
That is the Greek word is used.
Neno la Kiunani linalotumika
kwa ushirika. The basic meaning of koinonia is.
Na maana ya kimsingi ya neno koinonia ni.
Association.
Ni ushirikiano.
A communion,
fellowship,
close fellowship,
ushirika wa karibu.
See, that is the word of koinonia.
Hiyo ndio maana ya koinonia.
If you are not having koinonia,
kama hamkuja koinonia
in your church,
katika kanisa lenu,
that is not a really church.
Hiyo si kanisa ya kweli.
Amen.
Koinonia is very important. That was a second characteristics of the church.
Hiyo ni tabia ya pili ya kanisa.
And the third one we see there.
Na ya tatu tunaiona pale.
We read that they came together and they had a breaking the bread.
walikuja pamoja na wakamega mkate.
And when we talk about the breaking the bread,
tunapoongea kuhusu kumega mkate,
we can say that there is in one side participating the Lord's Supper.
Na tunaweza kusema kwa namna nyingine kushiriki meza ya Bwana.
Or having meal together.
Ama kula tu chakula pamoja.
But more than that, I want to tell you on this.
Lakini nataka nikwambie zaidi ya hiyo.
What is the breaking the bread is talking about?
Ni maana ni yani inamaanisha nini kumega mkate?
What is the Lord's Supper is talking about?
Na koka.
So that we are worshiping the Lord. Worship means
kuabudu inamaanisha
understanding God,
kuelewa Mungu,
who he is,
yeye ni nani,
and what he has done for us,
na ni nini ametufanyia.
So when we are coming to the worshiping, when we are coming to worship,
na tunapokuja kuabudu,
we need to understand who is God.
Tunataka tuelewe Mungu ni nani.
God is sovereign.
Mungu ni mwenyezi.
God is holy.
Mungu ni mtakatifu.
He is omnipotent.
Ye ako kila mahali.
He is omnipresent.
Ako kila mahali.
He is eternal.
Anajua kila kitu.
He is unchangeable.
Habadiliki.
He is our creator.
Ye ni muumbaji.
Knowing him.
Yanajua.
And what he has done for us.
Na kile ametufanyia.
That God came down.
Mungu alikuja chini.
And he has taken our sin.
Amechukua dhambi zetu.
And went into the cross.
Na akaenda msalabani.
Died on the cross.
Akafa msalabani.
Crucified.
Akasulubishwa.
And died and buried.
Na akakufa. Na akazikwa.
And resurrected.
Na akafufuka.
Amen. Asante. Now sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Sasa akikaa mkono wa
Mungu Baba. Mediating for you and I.
Akikuwa mbea wewe na mimi.
He is going to come soon.
Atarudi hivi karibuni.
That is our faith.
Hiyo ndio imani yetu.
That is our hope.
Hiyo ndio tumaini letu.
See, when we know, understand who is God and what he has done in our life.
Tukielewa Mungu ni nani na kile ametufanyia maishani mwetu.
That is worship.
Hiyo ni ibada.
Not finish.
Hatujamaliza.
In the worship,
katika kuabudu,
we should know who we were.
Na tunatakana tujue sisi ni
nani. Before our life.
Kabla tulikuwa nani?
We were dead in trespasses and sins.
Tulikuwa tumepotea katika dhambi.
We were sinners.
Tulikuwa tuna dhambi.
We were under the clutch of Satan.
Tulikuwa chini ya ulinzi wa
Shetani. We were away from God.
Tulikuwa mbali na Mungu.
And not only just knowing what we were, what we are.
Na si kujua tu kile tulikuwa, lakini sasa sisi tuko aje.
Now
sasa
we are saved.
Tumezaliwa mara ya pili.
Through grace by faith.
Kupitia kwa neema kwa njia ya imani.
So when we talk about the worship,
tunapoongea kuhusu ibada,
we should know God.
Tunapaswa kumjua Mungu.
And what he has done for us.
Na kile ametufanyia.
We should understand us, our old condition.
Tunatakana kujielewa hali yetu ya zamani.
And we should understand who we are, what we are, what is our new condition.
Na tujue ni nini tuko namna gani hali yetu ya sasa.
Actually, that is gospel.
So,
yam.
Yam.
Miracle. Messiah. And mission. Yes. See here, worship is very, very important.
Waona hapa kuabudu ni muhimu.
The church was the early church. They had a worship.
Kanisa la kwanza walikuwa wanapeana ibada kwa Mungu.
And again, when we come to the verse number 42,
na tukikuja tena katika mstari wa 42,
there we see that they devote to prayer. Praying was, the church was a praying church.
Kanisa la kwanza lilikuwa ni kanisa la kuomba.
Praying in their homes.
Kuombea kwa manyumba yao.
Praying individually.
Na kuomba mtu binafsi.
Corporately.
Na pamoja.
Praying for our needs. More prayer.
Kuomba zaidi.
More power.
Unakuwa na nguvu sana.
No prayer.
Kama huombi.
No power.
Hakuna nguvu.
Prayer is very important.
Maomba.
Number one, they were devoted to the scripture.
Ya kwanza walikuwa wamejipeana kwa maandiko.
Number two, they have devoted to the fellowship.
Ya pili walijipeana kwa ushirika.
And they worshiped.
Na kuabudu.
And they had a prayer.
Na wakawa na maombi.
When a person yes. See from outside,
watu wanaona kutoka nje,
they should understand and they should see the fear of God.
Wanatakana waelewe na waone hofu ya Bwana.
And they should see each one of us Jesus in our lives.
Na wanatakana waone Yesu Kristo ndani ya maisha kila mmoja.
They should say that Jesus is going.
Wanaweza sema Yesu ndio huyo anaenda.
Not Sunil is going.
Sio Sunil anaenda.
Sunil is no more.
Sunil hayuko.
Jesus is there.
Yes.
People God,
yes.
God.
start to fear.
Watu wakawa na hofu. Kristo.
So they shared Jesus to many people.
Basi wakashiriki Yesu na watu
wengi. So the church was evangelistic.
Na kanisa likawa la kiinjilisti.
Not only that.
Na sio tu peke
yake. The church was joyous.
Kanisa lilikuwa na furaha.
They were always happy.
Walikuwa na furaha wakati wote.
I think more than in English, I think more than happy, joy is the word is used.
Zaidi ya furaha ni furaha.
In Philippians, when Apostle Paul was writing the Philippian church,
Paulo alikuwa anaandikia kanisa la Filipi.
He said, always you rejoice.
Akasema furahini.
I say rejoice.
Akasema furahini.
More than 16 times we read the word, rejoice.
Zaidi ya mara 16 tunasoma.
We have to rejoice.
Furahini.
When we are in problem.
Na hata tukiwa na shida.
When we are going through the sufferings.
Hata kama tunateseka.
When we are going through the struggles.
Hata kama nasumbuka na
mwanadamu. We are happy.
Hata kama tuna furaha.
Always we have to rejoice.
Ila wakati tunafurahi.
The church was joy, rejoicing.
Kanisa lilikuwa lina furaha. Wanafurahia.
They were rejoicing.
Kila siku walikuwa wanafurahia.
And they were showing the joy to the people.
Na wanaonyesha furaha kwa watu.
They were not having any worry.
Hawakuwa na wasiwasi.
Not thinking about any other things.
Hawakuwa na wasiwasi mambo mengine.
Only thinking about God.
Walikuwa na wasiwasi kuhusu Mungu.
When you put your all things to the Lord.
Ukiweka mambo yako yote kwa Bwana.
All your worry will go away.
Wasiwasi yote itarudi nyuma.
And Bible says that you put yourself in the hands of God.
Na Biblia inasema unajiweka mikononi mwa Mungu.
Are we worshiping the Lord?
Je, tunamwabudu Mungu kweli?
It doesn't mean that you have to shout.
Haimaanishi kwamba lazima upige kelele.
It doesn't mean that you have to sing.
Haimaanishi kwamba lazima uimbe.
It doesn't mean that you have to pray.
Haimaanishi kwamba lazima
uombe. It doesn't mean that you have to do some activities that we are doing.
Haimaanishi kwamba lazima ufanye kati ya vitu tunafanya.
Be a church.
Sisi kanisa.
Just be church.
Sisi kanisa.
Then the worship.
Na ibada.
People will see the worship from you.
Watu wanaona ibada kwako.
And you be a worship.
Na wewe unabaki mwabudu.
No need a sound.
Na si bila maana sauti.
People will see the worship.
Yes. Watu wataona ibada yako.
That's what God wants from
bila
you.
Bila wewe kuongea watu wataona ibada yako.
So the church was worshipful.
Kanisa lilikuwa linaabudu Mungu.
Not only that.
Sio tu hiyo pekee.
47 says that.
Albaida saba inasema.
And the church was reputable. When you are being a child, when you be in charge.
Kama wewe ni kanisa, ukiwa ndani ya kanisa, sema kitu.
By being church.
Wewe ukiwa tu kanisa,
reputation will go around.
Yes. Mambo yako itatembea tu. Wale watu wanakuona wanasema habari yako.
Jesus said.
Yesu anasema,
"Ye are the light."
Ninyi ni mwanga.
Then Jesus said.
Na Yesu anasema,
"Don't sit with a light there."
Usikae na mwangaza wako hapo.
Yes. But Jesus said,
Yesu anasema,
"Go."
Nenda.
You have to go.
Yes. Nenda.
Go.
Nenda.
Go with the light.
Nenda na mwangaza.
And when see the light of the people.
Na watu wakiona mwangaza wako.
They will see the light and attract.
Wataona mwangaza na itawafutia.
And give the light. Light is Jesus Christ.
Na peana mwangaza.
Give the light to the other.
Pea watu wengine mwangaza.
And the light will go to others.
Na mwangaza utaenda kwa watu wengine.
1 + 1 = 2.
Kusema ukweli, 1 + 2.
2 + 2 = 4.
2 + 2 = 4.
10 + 10 = 20.
Yes.
50 + 50 = 100. Yes. 100 + 100 = 200. 1000 + 1000 = 2000.
Amen.
Be the light.
Yes.
See, when we have
to, unaona tukiwa
characteristics of the real church in our life.
Tukiwa na zile tabia za kanisa lenyewe ndani ya maisha yetu,
the church will grow.
Kanisa litakuwa.
Amen. We are not going to plant the church.
Hatuendi kupanda kanisa.
But we are planting the gospel.
Tunapanda injili.
Yes. Yes. Jesus Christ is plant the church.
Yesu Kristo ashapanda kanisa.
As we are the missionaries, as we are the light, as we are the children of God.
Sisi tukiwa missionary, tukiwa mwangaza kama wana wa Mungu.
We have to plant the gospel.
Sisi tunapaswa kupanda injili.
The real gospel.
Panda injili ya kweli.
That's what we were explaining this morning.
Hiyo ndio tuko naeleza asubuhi ya leo.
When we plant the real gospel.
Tukipanda injili ya kweli.
God Christ Jesus will plant the church.
Mungu Kristo atapanda kanisa.
Amen.
We see real church in the Bible.
Tunaona kanisa kweli katika Biblia.
Being Acts 1:8 family.
Kwa familia ya Matendo ya Mitume 1:8,
we should understand real
characteristics of the church.
Tunapaswa kuelewa sana haswa tabia kabisa ya kanisa.
They were devoted to Bible.
Walikuwa wamejitoa kwa Biblia.
They were devoted to fellowship.
Walikuwa wamejitoa kwa ushirika.
They were devoted to worship.
Walikuwa wamejitoa kwa ibada.
And they were devoted to prayer.
Na walikuwa wamejitoa kwa maombi.
Because of these four main foundational characters.
Kwa sababu ya hizi dondo nne ambazo naonyesha tabia ya kanisa.
Many other things happened.
Mambo mengi yakafanyika.
So let the Lord may help you to understand what is the real church.
Wacha Bwana kusaidia kuelewa kanisa kweli ni gani.
If you want to know the real church,
kama unataka kujua kanisa la kweli,
you should know the real gospel.
Lazima ujue injili ya kweli.
Yes. Let the Lord may help us.
Wacha Mungu akutusaidie.
Inspire us.
Atuchochee.
And give us grace.
Na tupe neema
to walk and live according to the way of the Lord.
Kufanya kazi na kukaa chini na kwenda katika njia za Bwana.
Thank you all.
Asante wote.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. I pray that you were touched first and foremost by Almighty God through the teaching and preaching of his word, through the miraculous touch and drawing or perhaps refining of his Holy Spirit. I pray that you will embrace this incredible, inspirational word from our Lord, and that you'll be drawn, committed to being a good tree, bearing good fruit, that you will want to be one that will hear our Lord say one day, "Well done, faithful slave, welcome home, welcome home." I want to leave you with a prayer, and then a couple of minutes. I think it would be beautiful for you to hear our brother Sunil sharing the gospel in his native heart language. And for those of you that are speaking Malayalam as your heart language, listen to him share the gospel. This video sits alone in YouTube and has drawn almost 800 visitors. I pray today, as you hear without translation, without Sunil having to speak in a second, third, or fourth language, hear him from his heart, share the gospel, and let us all go and live the lives of Christ's miraculous family and good fruit. Oh Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. First and foremost for you and what you have done. And Lord, I thank you for the inspiration of the giants in the Bible, the giants in church history, and the giants that we've been blessed to live with and around. Help us, Lord, to carry your legacy forward into a dark and dying world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
ഇന്ന് നമുക്കിങ്ങനെ ഒരുമിച്ച് ദേവസ്ഥാനിൽ ഒരുമിച്ച് കൂടുവാൻ കർത്താവ് ഒരുക്കിയ അനുഗ്രഹീതമായ സമയത്തിനായിട്ട് കർത്താവിനെ സ്തുതിക്കുന്നു. നമുക്കെങ്ങനെ മറ്റുള്ളവരോട് സുവിശേഷം പറയുന്ന കോണം സാധിക്കും എന്നുള്ള വിഷയത്തെ ആസ്പദമാക്കിയാണ് ഞാൻ ഒരു അനുഗ്രഹീതമായ സ്റ്റിക്മാൻ ഗോസ്പൽ എന്ന നിലയിൽ അതിക്രമങ്ങളാലും പാപങ്ങളാലും മരിച്ചാണ് നമ്മൾ ഈ ലോകത്ത് ജനിക്കുന്നത്. അപ്പോൾ നമ്മുടെ അവസ്ഥ ഇവിടെ വ്യക്തമായി. രണ്ട്, നമുക്ക് ദൈവത്തെങ്കിലേക്ക് പോകുവാൻ സാധിക്കുകയില്ല. കാരണം അവിടെ ഒരു വലിയ തടസ്സം നിൽക്കുകയാണ്. നമുക്ക് ദൈവത്തെ അറിയുവാൻ പ്രാകൃത മനുഷ്യനായതുകൊണ്ട് സാധിക്കുകയില്ല. ഒരു ബാരിയർ നിൽക്കുകയാണ്. എന്നാൽ നമ്മൾ പോകേണ്ടതിൻ്റെ അനിവാര്യത ദൈവം നമ്മെ ആകർഷിക്കുന്നു. അങ്ങനെ നമ്മൾ റോമാലേഖനം 10:9 വാക്യത്തിൻ്റെ അടിസ്ഥാനത്തിൽ യേശുവിനെ കർത്താവെന്ന് വായികൊണ്ട് ഏറ്റുപറഞ്ഞ് ഹൃദയം കൊണ്ട് സ്വീകരിച്ച് ദൈവമക്കളായി തീരുമ്പോൾ മുന്നോട്ടുള്ള ആരെങ്കിലും ജീവിതത്തിൽ കർത്താവിനെ അനുഗമിക്കുന്നവരായിരിക്കണം. എങ്ങനെയാണ് നമ്മൾ അനുഗമിക്കേണ്ടത്? ഒന്നാമതായി ക്രൂശുമായിട്ട് നമ്മൾ അനുഗമിക്കണം. നമ്മുടെ ക്രൂശുമായി നമ്മൾ അവനെ അനുഗമിക്കണം. രോഗുമ്പോൾ ചില ആളുകൾ നമുക്കെതിരായി കടന്നു വരും. പൈശാചികൻ ചില ആളുകളിലൂടെ പ്രവർത്തിക്കുന്നിടയായി തീരും. അതാണ് നമ്മളിവിടെ കാണുന്നത്. അങ്ങനെയുള്ള ആളുകൾ നമുക്കെതിരായി കടന്നു വരുമ്പോൾ, പ്രിയപ്പെട്ടവരെ, ഈ കർത്താവിനെ സ്നേഹിച്ചും ഈ കർത്താവിനെ മാനിച്ചും ഈ കർത്താവ് പറഞ്ഞതായിരിക്കുന്ന വാക്കുകൾ അടിസ്ഥാനപ്പെടുത്തിയും ഈ ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ വചനം, ഏറ്റവും അനുഗ്രഹീതമായ ഈ ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ വചനം മുറുകെ പിടിച്ചും ഈ കർത്താവിനെ സ്നേഹിച്ചും മുന്നോട്ട് പോകുന്നുവെങ്കിൽ അനുഗ്രഹീതമായ ഒരു ക്രിസ്ത്യ ജീവിതം നയിക്കുവാൻ നമുക്കിടവരും എന്ന് ഓർപ്പിച്ചുകൊണ്ട് ഈ സ്റ്റിക്മാൻ ഗോസ്പൽ എന്ന ഈ ചിത്രീകരണം ഞാൻ നിങ്ങൾക്കായിട്ട് ഇത് ആവിഷ്കരിക്കുന്നത് ഞാനിവിടെ നിർത്തുകയാണ്. ഈ ചിന്തകൾ നിങ്ങളുടെ ജീവിതങ്ങളിലും അതുപോലെ നിങ്ങളുടെ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളുടെ ജീവിതങ്ങളിലും അതുപോലെ നിങ്ങളുടെ കൂട്ടുകാരുടെ ജീവിതങ്ങളിലും മറ്റ് പല പ്രിയപ്പെട്ടവർക്കും അനുഗ്രഹമായി തീരട്ടെ. ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവ് നിങ്ങളുടെ ഹൃദയങ്ങളിൽ ഇടപെടുമാറാകട്ടെ. ദൈവം നിങ്ങളെ കർത്താവിലേക്ക് ആകർഷിക്കുവാൻ ഇടയായിത്തീരട്ടെ എന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചുകൊണ്ട് എല്ലാവർക്കും സകലവിധമായിരിക്കുന്ന വന്ദനവും നന്ദിയും സ്നേഹവും അറിയിച്ചുകൊണ്ട് എൻ്റെ വാക്കുകൾക്ക് വരാൻ വിടുന്നു. ദൈവം നമ്മളെ അനുഗ്രഹിക്കുകയും സഹായിക്കുകയും ചെയ്യുമാറാകട്ടെ. ആമേൻ. യെസ്.